Class 1 Boogie in the Morning.
Hey, Arlene.
Yeah.
Say hello to my new friend, Ella Henderson.
Hello, Ella.
Hello.
Hey, but oh, I call you my friend, but that's not strictly true, Ella, because actually, you owe me a fiver.
I owe you a fiver?
Yeah, because you cost me a fiver back in 2012. I had a bet with Arlene on X Factor, and I had £5 on you to win. And Arlene, you had £5 on that other bloke. What was his name?
Yeah, I've forgotten. That's showbiz, isn't it?
That's showbiz. Yeah, James Arthur, Arlene.
Yeah,
that was
James
his name.
Arthur, yeah.
And Ella, you didn't win.
Oh, no, I didn't. But I came off the show. And I guess the way I came off the show, everything kind of went to my advantage. I had a lot of time to, you know, get myself prepared for going into writing a record. And yeah, and I've really taken my time with it, as everyone kind of knows, because I've been away for a while.
Well, it's 18 months or so, isn't it, since you were on the show?
Yeah, it's nearly been like 2 years. But the plan was to just, you know, I had no pressure, no time frame, and I just really wanted to find my sound and really get my music right. And I write everything that I do. So I guess I have to experience stuff and grow up and grow as a person to be able to write about things.
And that has given you the time, hasn't it? Because you were 16 when you were on X Factor. And now, you know, now you can go into a bar and legally have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You can experience the real stuff in life.
Exactly. I've learned so much though in the past 2 years, and your views change on things, and like style develops, you change as a person, and your hormones are everywhere. So I've had so much to write about, and yeah, I got to write in the UK and over in the States with some incredible writers and producers, like the likes of Babyface, who've written with like Whitney, Mariah, and TLC, like just some incredible names. Which it's kind of, I've experienced so many pinch me moments in the last year or so. And I think the stage that I'm at now with my music ready to come out, without the time that I've had, I wouldn't have been able to create this album.
Okay, we're going to listen to the song in just a minute. The song is really good. The first couple of times we heard it, we already liked it after just one or two listens. And the interesting thing, though, it was co-written. You co-wrote it with Ryan Tedder from One Republic. So, I mean, you're working with some fairly high-level professionals here, aren't you?
Yeah, he's incredible. He's so, so talented. Probably one of the most talented and interesting people like I've ever met. Yeah, we kind of, we wrote it and finished the recordings in his home in Denver. And it was actually on my 18th birthday. I turned 18 in the booth while recording my first single, Ryan Tedder.
Yeah, Arlene was also in a booth on her 18th birthday.
Yeah, it was.
But
yeah,
we don't talk about that, do we, Arlene? It was an entirely different kind of booth. My point is, I suppose, on this, that you're they're putting a lot into your career, aren't they, the record company? They're really investing in you.
Yeah, they've been so good with me. And like the support that I've had and my team around me are just so... they're just so on board with me, and they just want me to kind of lead my own campaign, and just as long as I feel comfortable and confident with everything, and when I feel ready for things to happen, that's when we go forward with things. And yeah, it's amazing, because I never really thought that could happen in the music industry, and my experience of everything has just been so positive. I'm in such a positive place right now, and so happy that I feel ready for it. And I think if I go back to when I was 16, I was not in the same place where I am now.
How exciting is it to have your first song, you know, in the charts this coming weekend, Ella?
Crazy that it's here and it's happening. No, it's really exciting. I'm just so happy that my music is finally out and people can hear what I've been up to.
Now, writing songs is one thing, but of course, along with that comes the video shoot. Now, this one was shot in New Orleans. How do you find watching yourself back? Because you are a stunning young woman. Do you feel that, or do you feel a bit insecure about how you look and stuff at the moment?
My face just completely screwed up then. Yeah, I do cringe a bit when I watch myself back. I find it so hard watching myself back.
But you do that. Everybody does that, though, don't they? When they watch themselves on telly or on a video, you know, at Christmas time, somebody does the camcorder thing, and then you watch it back, you're like, no, don't
yeah, it's the
me.
Worst.
Yeah.
But I think this job consists so, like, you have to do so much of that. So you just get used to it. And to be honest, I do stuff and then, like, I don't even watch it back. But obviously I watch my video back, because that's, like, your first big video. But no, I love shooting the video, because we got to shoot it out in New Orleans. And New Orleans has such, like, a soul heritage to it. And the musicianship that was out there, like, everywhere you turned on a street corner, there was, like, a jazz player or a singer. And to be around that while you're shooting your video for your single is just amazing. And it's kind of got this dark, spooky side to it as well, because we did a lot in the swamps.
And what's next? I mean, obviously a follow-up single. The album's coming out. When's the album coming out?
The album's coming out later in autumn time.
Yeah.
And I'll be releasing a second single before the album comes out.
Okay.
But the album's called Chapter One, which I think is a really nice kind of introduction to you. And I'm looking forward to Chapter Two, Three, Four, and in fact, the whole book.
Yeah, is that going to be? Are you going to do what like Adele did?
No,
and you know how like 19, then 21. It's going to be Chapter One, Chapter Two, and Chapter Three.
I've been asked this question so many times before, and no, it's just literally, I wanted to call it Chapter One. I think the main reason being is the way I write is very open, and it's like the past 18 months, it's been like I've literally let my diary out to the people that I've written with, and I've never done that before. Writing's always been something that's just been me and my songbook and the piano, and it's always been so personal and intimate, and to share it with people for the first time, it was quite a big thing for me. So I wanted to call it Chapter One because it's kind of the beginning of something, and it's the very first time I'm letting people into my life, because people know me from if they watched X Factor and the 16-year-old me, but they don't know, you know, me before X Factor. And I think that's what I want people to be let into.
And to be fair, Ella, you still are only 18, so there's still lots that's going to happen to you over the next couple of years. And, you know, it's going to be a situation, isn't it, where you're going to need like heartbreak and stuff in order to come up with the new songs. So the worse your life is, the better the songs are going to be.
Well, we're all wondering about Adele's Fantastic. New album, because she's obviously had years of rejection from blokes, and that's made her first two albums.
It's
now
true.
She's found love and children, and it's probably going to be really dull, her next album.
Yeah. Who was it? Was it the Carpenters that said the best love songs are written with a broken heart?
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And the song, that's probably before your time, Ella.
Yeah, she wasn't born.
To be fair. Well, listen, what we'll do is we'll go out on a couple of dates, and then I'll tell you that I'm a married man, and you can dump me. I'll leave you heartbroken and you come up with some good songs. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds that sounds good.
Sounds a little bit scary, doesn't it,
It
Ella?
Does.
Yeah. Okay, creepy old man can just back off right now. It's Ella Henderson, our new
lovely
pal. I'm going to let her off with that fiver that she owes me. Cheers, Ella.
Thank you, guys.